In the 1980s, America's prison population doubled. Since 1970, it has tripled. That means our prison population is growing 10 times faster than our population in general. Nearly a million people are behind bars. It seems hard to believe, but New York in the 50s was both safe and affordable. Cheap meals could be had in bistros, lunch counters, and at innumerable sidewalk cafes that catered to students, artists, and writers. There was little sign in Ralph Waldo Emerson's youth that he would become America's first great literary hero. The son of a Boston minister, he was an indifferent student, managing only a rank of 30 in a class of 59 at Harvard College. Eisenhower's armies rode a tide of optimism after liberating Paris on August 25, 1944, surging east toward Germany and north into Belgium on the heels of the enemy. By mid-September, the Allies commanded a line extending from the North Sea through Belgium and down to Switzerland. The placebo effect, the expectation that about 35% of patients will show improvement if they are given any kind of treatment at all, is one of the givens of modern medicine, the best evidence of the healing power of mind over body. There are a variety of theories as to why all living things grow old and die. The free radical theory states that free radicals, certain chemicals produced as a byproduct of biological activity, are particularly harmful to healthy cells. World-class diving, scenic beaches, and cultural attractions to spare. The Cayman Islands offers vacationers a whole new escape. Time spent in the Cayman Islands will brighten your smile and warm your soul. During the dry season in southern Africa, any pool is bound to be a center of life, as thirsty and dusty animals gather to drink, bathe, or wallow. But a waterhole can also be an arena in which any lapse of attention may leave one creature open to attack from another. The Joint Chiefs of Staff consist of the chairman, the vice chairman, the chief of staff of the Army, the chief of naval operations, the chief of staff of the Air Force, and the commandant of the Marine Corps. The collective body of the JCS is headed by the chairman,